Zecharia Perek Zion Pasuk Dalad. So the people have asked the question, do we still fast on Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Teves, Shivasar B'Tamuz, Tzom Gedalia, now that the Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt? So the Ibn Ezra says that the Kohanim couldn't answer the question, because the first question was of the Kohanim, but this is not a biblically mandated answer. We don't have a halachic teretz based on the Sfarim that we have, so we can't answer that. But what's interesting is that Rabbi Angel shows that the different Mefarshim argue strongly that they are asking a much deeper question. They're asking a question on a conceptual level. Was this a period of redemption or a continuation of the period of curses from the destruction? We still have no king. We still suffer from poverty, have a meager population. They felt that God's presence hadn't returned. Has the redemption really begun? And if that is not a practical question for how we are living right now with our understanding of what Eretz Yisrael and the state of Israel represent in our time, we're not paying attention. I said a couple of days ago that Zechariah with the ashen-colored Islamic horses running around borderless all around the world is very nogea to us in our olam at the moment. And this Shiloh is very nogea as well. In the Zionist state, they refuse to use the phrase Mashiach. They talk about Reshit Tzmichat Geulatenu, because they themselves don't want to mention God openly in their constitution, in Hatikva, in the Misha Berach. And yet at the same time, what are we, the traditional Masoretic Orthodox, if we want to say Jews, what are we supposed to say if we don't see it as Reshit Tzmichat Geulatenu? This is part of that back and forth that the Jewish soul and the Jewish sense of insecurity has after 2,000 years of Golos, and seeing opportunities in front of us yanked away, Shabtai Tzvi, Mashiach, the post-Holocaust world. Every time we think we're getting anywhere, there's a new Spanish Inquisition. So it's hard to blame us, but we're going to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually going to give us Mussar over this. He's going to rebuke us. He's going to turn the people's question on its ear, says Rabbi Chaim Angel, and rebuke them. You are fasting not because I commanded you to, but because your ancestors sinned. Remember, anything bad that happened on our own heads, we bear a lot of the responsibility. So the Navi has to answer. And Zechariah says, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lord of hosts, came to me saying, hey, emor el kol am haaretz vel hakohanim lemor. Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, to the Kohanim. Interesting, the people of the land, the people sending the question are in Bavel. They are not the people in the Aretz. They're the people outside the Aretz. But you have to address the people of Yerushalayim, because the people of Bavel refuse to come back. Are they donating funds? Are they sending money to the Jewish National Fund? Are they putting plaques on the Beis HaMikdash to say this is the ulam named for Regem Melech and Sharetzer? Maybe. But you're not talking to them. They didn't even come. When you fasted, when you mourned in the fifth month of Av, in the seventh month, Tzom Gedalia, v'zeh shivim shana, and even those 70 years, hatzom tzamtuni ani, did you fast for me? Ani, even for me? That's a double lashon. This is Mussar. Now, it had been at least 72 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we've talked already about the timeline issues with that idea of 70 years. But were you fasting for my covet? Were you fasting for my honor? Hot Tzom, did you fast for me? It's a question. It's a rhetorical question. Did I, in other words, say some of the Mefarshim, did I command you to fast for those? Says Radak and Mari Kro, I didn't command you to fast for those. Your fasting on those dates is because of your own sins. Who killed Gedaliah? You killed Gedaliah. Assassinated on Rosh Hashanah. You did this. So are you fasting for me? I don't know. I didn't command you to fast. And when you eat and when you drink, are you not the ones who are eating? Are you not the ones who are drinking? That's a little bit rough in terms of the phrasing. So if you don't fast, does that mean anything to me? Says Radak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do I care if you fast, if you eat? You fast for your own sins, you eat for your own pleasure. All you care about is you. You're having your barbecue. You're having your siyum during the 9 days. I'm as guilty as anybody else. I love a good 9 day siyum. Give me some burgers. Give me some steak. Am I really thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm trying to find a heter to make sure that I can have what I want to eat? This is a real question we should all be thinking. So does David. When you fast, do you think I get hungry? I'm supposed to anthropomorphize your feeling about you not eating? When you eat and drink, do I get benefit? Do I have a full belly? Kivayachal chas v'shalom? What does this have to do with me? It has to do with you. Zayin haloes hadvarim asharkar Hashem yad hanavim harishonim. What about the words that Hashem proclaimed through the original Nevi'im? Through the Nevi'im Rishonim, through the early Nevi'im? Yeshaya, all the Nevi'im who came, Yirmiyah, before the Churban. Yechezkel. One of the shiurim I went to the other day, when I went, as I mentioned, to a Yom Iyun on Nach, was that Yechezkel is unremittingly grim, because it's already a fait accompli. It's a done deal. It's finished. It's happening. There is no way out of it. B'yos Yerushalayim Yosheves U'Shaleva. When Yerushalayim was settled back in the day, and tranquil, full of shalva. I have a grandson, Baruch Hashem, named Shalev. Restful. He is 1.5 now. He is not restful. He's always in the middle of everything and making trouble, and he's a mazik, and he's wonderful. But the Shaleva of Yerushalayim, the Areha Svivoseha, and all of the suburbs, all of the cities around it, the Hanegev, the Hashafela Yoshev, and the Negev, the southern desert, and the lowland were settled back then, when everything was wonderful and pure and tranquil and secure. Why was the land destroyed? Because you didn't obey the Nevi'im. You didn't show chesed. You didn't show loving kindness and judgment and tzidkus and mercy. Those sins are going to prevent the land from being rebuilt, says the Malbim. Your sins caused the land to be destroyed, but your sins will also cause the land not to be rebuilt. And this is what the Chazal tell us when they tell us that every day that the Beis HaMikdash currently is not rebuilt, it's our fault. We are like the generation that committed the Churban. This is what the Malbim is telling us right here and now. When you don't do what you have to do, when you don't do what you're supposed to do, when you worry about fasting because you want to do OCD Judaism and you only want to keep the letter of the law that you have put together, because it's not Midrash Raisa that you have this huge tzom of Tisha B'Av. What are you hoping to accomplish on Tisha B'Av? When we have to have shiurim that ask us, Rabbi Friend, Rabbi Wine, I've heard all these shiurim, why can't we cry? How do we cry on Tisha B'Av? If that's the question, we're asking the wrong question and we're coming from the wrong perspective. Yikes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not softening the blow here. You're worried that you should fast on Tisha B'Av? Look inside before you start asking a very frum shaila, should I fast? That's the problem. That you would even ask such a question is a problem.